Ukraine security issue.
The Ukrainian authorities are returning to Kherson, liberated from the Russian occupiers. The head of the regional military administration, Yaroslav Yanushevich, representatives of the Security Service of Ukraine and the National Police have arrived in the city and are starting to work. A curfew has been introduced in the city, which will operate from 5 p.m. to 8 a.m., Yanushevich said. He warned about restrictions on entry and exit from the city and promised to speed up work on restoring the most essential needs as much as possible.
Працюють поліція, працює служба безпеки України, працюють всі служби. Саме головне, працює ДСНС.
The police, the security service of Ukraine, and most importantly, the state emergency service are working. We must understand that the enemy mined all energy infrastructure facilities and more. We find explosives in the most unexpected places. We are trying to fit in and ensure the opening of the city in a few days in order to ensure normal life activities. Gas is provided today. I hope that mobile operators will start to resume their work in the near future. And within 2 days, we hope to start deploying centers throughout the city, where people will be able to connect to free communication, said Yaroslav Yanushevich. In liberated Kherson, in Svobody Square, people are still celebrating. Kherson citizens wrapped in flags shout glory to the armed forces, and Kherson is Ukraine. Locals meet the military at the entrance of the city. They hug everyone in turn, ask them to sign on the saved flags and jackets. They say that they informed each other verbally about the liberation since there is no communication in the city. We found out through the residents of the city. When we were at home, everyone started telling us about it. Then our people began to spread it further on the streets. That's how everyone found out. We were waiting a lot. We believed in the armed forces and we knew that everything would be fine and everything would be Ukraine. And Kherson is Ukraine. It always was, it is, and it always be a Ukrainian city. On Saturday night, Russian troops shelled the city of Nikopol from Grady and heavy artillery. There is significant destruction in the city. This was announced by the head of Dnipropetrovsk Regional Military Administration, Valentin Reznichenko. According to him, almost 40 enemy shells flew into the city at night. Two women were injured. In addition, more than 40 apartment and private buildings, almost 20 farm buildings, several gas pipelines and power lines were damaged by shelling. The dog Krim, who was crying on the ruins of a house in the city of Dnipro, died. The owners of this 12-year-old dog died on the night on September the 29th, when an enemy missile completely destroyed their house. Then the bodies of a grandmother, mother and two children were found under the rubble. As the deputy mayor of the Dnipro, Mykhailo Lysenko, said, the dog's heart could not withstand with heavy loss and grief for the bereaved family. The animal was brought to the shelter blind and deaf after a missile strike. Russian President Vladimir Putin doesn't want peace. He constantly issues ultimatums. The Kremlin always wants to take something away from Ukraine. So there is nothing to talk about now. Negotiations are possible, but with a different Russia, President Volodymyr Zelensky said in an interview with CNN. Starting from the 24th of February, the issue is only an ultimatum. Denazification, denationalization, each of their questions begins with where. They constantly want to deprive us of something, us, violently, on our land. Therefore, I said, I wouldn't talk to this person, but I didn't close the door. I said, we would be ready to talk with Russia, but with another Russia that is really ready for peace, ready to admit that they are occupiers and ready to compensate our people. Everything must be returned, land, rights, freedom, money, and most importantly, justice. Because for those parents who lost their children, money is not enough, it's not a priority. Return justice. So far, I haven't heard such statements from the Russian Federation, not from Putin, not from anyone else, said Volodymyr Zelensky. Many Kyiv residents were without electricity for a record 10-12 hours on Saturday, which didn't correspond at all to the blackout schedule introduced after the damage to the energy infrastructure by Russian shelling. As the employees of the energy company DTECT explained on Sunday, this was due to a large shortage of electricity, more than 30%. Thus, the emergency shutdowns were carried out in Kyiv and the Kyiv region.